You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This piece deals with topics surrounding suicide and touches on suicide statistics, so if you don't feel comfortable with such topics, I would recommend tuning out of the show for the next 6 minutes. 654 individuals have ended their own lives within the past year, with Māori and Pacifica being highly represented within these stats. Mates in Construction have set out to open the conversation surrounding mental health within the construction industry, with the goal of preventing suicide through a support network. I spoke to Mates in Construction CEO Victoria MacArthur about the work the organisation has done in New Zealand, and we discussed the goal of the organisation and why they seek to focus on the construction industry, the effect that the COVID-19 lockdown had on them building up as an organisation in New Zealand, and what the future holds for them. Funding also became a topic of conversation, with Victoria discussing why they have a need for it. Could we just begin this interview by explaining what Mates in Construction is?
Mates in Construction is a programme that started in New Zealand late 2019. And we're here to address the high suicide statistic that we have, unfortunately, in our construction industry. It's looking like we're losing around one person a week to suicide in the construction industry. So the MATES program was introduced in order to build capacity on our work sites, residential, commercial and civil sites. And building capacity, what that means is that we're running a suicide prevention program and also a peer network program so that guys and girls on sites are able to support each other when they're in distress or know how to reach out to access the services of Mates so we can connect them onto services that are available in our community.
So why is it important for this program to specifically focus on the construction industry?
Unfortunately, the construction industry presents with the highest rates of suicide by far against others that are employed at the time of death that we lose to suicide. So the program was brought over by industry for industry to look at how we can address the problem within the industry. So we're backed by some of the biggest construction companies and also subcontractors and labour hire companies. All sorts of different people have funded Mates in order to make this program accessible for the workers.
You mentioned about getting started in late 2019. How have you found that the effect that the COVID-19 pandemic has had on growing Mates in Construction?
Since we arrived in the country, I mean, the program originally started in Australia. When we brought it over here, we've adapted it specifically for the New Zealand demographic. COVID hit shortly after our launch. We launched, like I said, at the end of November. In March, we ended up being locked down. We flexed and pivoted and changed the program in order to be able to offer it during the lockdown, but it was when we were in level 4, construction was locked down too. But since emerging from lockdown, we've seen a massive demand for our services. We're seeing that impact is growing exponentially, and this year we have felt it even greater. And there's a few reasons for that. One is what has happened, you know, to the country or to the world during the COVID pandemic, and also that for the first time our industry actually realises that there is some help out there. If their workers are struggling, there's somewhere for them to reach out and help, which is something they've never had before.
Have you found the conversation around mental health in the construction industry shifting since bringing Mates in Construction to New Zealand?
We're definitely seeing a shift. So guys in particular are not good at talking about mental health and what the program does. We've got 278,000, I think it is, people working within our industry. What the program does is we have the ability to bring this program into their workplaces. So these are people that wouldn't necessarily seek help out in the community, but because the program is actually meeting them on site in the workplace, they're starting to engage. My team, my field officer team, my case management team, I've all got backgrounds where the industry or mental health has been part of how they've actually got into their roles as field officers or case managers. So they're naturally having the conversations and the workforce is naturally engaging with those conversations. So we're seeing massive uptake and really open and welcoming the conversation around mental health.
So I read reports back in April about the lack of government funding for Mates in Construction. Is the program still attempting to gain government funding at this point?
Yes, we're still working with government. So where we're at the moment, we have around about $2 million that industry has funded Mates in Construction. In order for us to spread the program across New Zealand, we're looking to procure a match from government so that we're able to offer the services that we provide right around New Zealand. At the moment, what we do with those services is we fly in and fly out from Auckland, right around New Zealand. I've got a team at the moment. in the very chilly bottom of the North Island, making their way down to Wellington. They started in New Plymouth yesterday. So we're on the road from Auckland. But for this program to operate effectively, we need those people, boots on the ground, in the areas where we need it. So we're hoping that in the not too distant future, we'll be able to get some funding to be able to help us get around New Zealand.
Are there any future plans in the works to expand Mates and Construction?
There are plans, but it will take some resource, and that resource is funding, and then we'll need to obviously bring on more into the team. But we would hope, the hope is that we will have offices in the bottom of the South Island, the bottom of the North Island, across kind of the mid-North Island, because, you know, suicide is not just happening in Auckland, it's right around the country. Some research that we've got underway at the moment is showing that we still have very high suicide rate down in the Canterbury region. So it's imperative that we start to get some support down there for people.
That was Victoria McArthur, CEO of Mates and Construction, discussing how Mates and Construction has worked to open the conversation on mental health in the last 18 months.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.